Yeah, you know, this is something that we've been talking about ever since legalization, you know, is keeping it away from kids, that legalization would help that. And these federal statistics come from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, and it was released on Monday. And it says that the rate of current marijuana use among Colorado 12 to 17-year-olds dropped nearly 20% from 2014-2015 to 2015-2016. So it shows that the rate of use decreased significantly and is now lower than it was prior to the time that the state legalized. Now, this is according to numbers and statistics. And the rate of past month marijuana use among 12 to 17-year-olds dropped in Washington State as well. There had been a rise in Washington State in teen use of by another survey, and now that seems to have evened out. But I always caution using statistics, especially surveys, to prove things, because they can be interpreted to mean almost anything. But almost every survey since legalization shows that teen use has not increased significantly, if it's increased at all. It's still too early to tell for sure, but four full years into legalization with regulated cannabis businesses, less black market sales, I think we should be cautiously optimistic about these numbers. But during the same period, Colorado's ranking in rates of teen cannabis use has risen to number one in the country. So you can say anything you want about these figures. And so I just caution people. But the thing that we do see is that the rate of increase that people who were against legalization has not happened.
It's probably good news, though, for folks who have been running campaigns to discourage teens to use cannabis. Maybe those campaigns are paying off. And we have talked in the past to how we've seen those campaigns evolve away from the just say no style of campaigning that were big in the 80s and 90s into, you know, more nuanced messaging.
You know, I forgot to check some of the websites of the anti-marijuana organizations here in Colorado, but I do hope, just like you said, that they use that as ammunition that, hey, something's going on and it's probably working right.
Well, back in 2016, voters in Denver approved a measure that will allow some type of clubs where cannabis can be consumed, because this has been a big barrier to many people who want to consume cannabis. Right now, it can only be done in a private home, essentially. But now Denver has received the first application for a license for such an establishment. And one of the big barriers in this, and one of the requirements to licensing, is that you have to get neighborhood associations on board. This one has already got that approval, maybe because there aren't that many residential neighbors in that area. It's in an industrial part of Denver.
That's what makes this an interesting thought. You know, it's been 3 months since Denver would start taking applications for these social use licenses. And this is the very first one. And it comes from the owners of a dispensary called 1136 Yuma Street. And you're right, it's in an industrial district very near I-25. You can see it from I-25. It's a little shopping center. And these people who own a dispensary plan to open the coffee joint next door in coming weeks. And it has support from the La Alma Lincoln Park Neighborhood Association. One of the complaints that people have had about the regulations that Denver came up with is that it's just too difficult. The restrictions are too heavy. And the main restriction is that you have to get a neighborhood group to support you. And in this case, they do have a neighborhood group that supports them. And the reason is because they've been good neighbors. Whenever there's been a problem or somebody has had a question, they've been able to go to the owners and the owners have taken care of it. There never has been a problem there. And so the neighborhood association goes along with it. This could be, I think this is one that could pass, and because there's not a lot of residences around there. I think that residential people are going to be the ones that are going to be against these kind of applications, and neighborhood association groups along with that. But this is kind of an interesting one, and I think it has probably a pretty good chance of getting passed.
Well, one of the other restrictions is that people have to bring their own cannabis. They don't purchase it on site. But given that this could be right next door to the owner's dispensary, it's not that far to walk to go buy it.
Yeah, that was an interesting part of the restriction, is that you can't allow on-site consumption in your dispensary But you can buy another piece of property, or you can use another piece of property. And in this case, it's right next door. So definitely that's going to be probably a boon to that dispensary for sure.
People can read more about those stories and other cannabis news online at ncmag.com. Catch the hard copy at newsstands around the metro area. And you can hear Leland Rucker join us Thursday mornings. Thank you, Leland.
Thank you.